My Chosen Landscape by P.K. Page. I am a continent, a violated geography, yet still I journey to this naked country to seek a form which dances in the sand. This is my chosen landscape. Gwendolyn McEwen. Sand dunes, interminable deserts, burning winds, the night temperatures bitter, a land of grit. And floating above me, stars as violent as fire balloons, tactile and brilliant. The all-enveloping sky, a cloak of soot. This is my story, my brief biography, the sum total of my experience. I travel, a compass useless in my useless hand, through a sandscape, a singular topography. I am a continent, a violated geography. Restless in all this emptiness, I seek a fellow traveler, search for a sign, a secret handshake, a phrase, some unusual color like periwinkle, for instance, or bright citrine. But the monotony of sand persists, and nothing improbable finds entry into the appalling platitudes of speech, the lingua franca of everyone I meet. In this land devoid of flags and pageantry, yet still I journey to this naked country, for something in its nakedness has a beauty so pure, it's as if I thrust a knife into my immaculate flesh and drew it forth without a drop of blood being spilled. It is abstract and invisible as air, this empty geometry, this ampersand upon ampersand that leads me on as if I were zero or the minus sign, through and, to seek a form which dances in the sand. But nothing formal dances. Only the wind blows, unchoreographed, a floating ghost across the dunes. The sand, molecular, airborne, and free, is faint with the scent of absolute dryness, a small mineral smell. And this almost scentlessness, this shape without shape, is a violated country, one in which I am both exile and inhabitant, and though I would escape, this is my chosen landscape. Originally published in the May 2007 issue of Poetry Magazine.